This is Joanna Schrader reporting for AgWire.com. And this afternoon, I am with J.J. Grow with Rhodesian. J.J., how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Well, thanks for having us out here. We're in Los Alamos, New Mexico. But I wanted to start off and ask you, your company has a really amazing history, and it's phenomenal what you've been able to do literally in 2.5, 3 years. So can you start off and give our readers a kind of a quick overview of how you evolved in the last 3 years?
Sure. Rhodesian Life Science is a plant health, plant nutrition company. And really from the start, the idea was to put together a portfolio of companies that had really good technology that looked at nitrogen, phosphorus efficiencies, as well as delivery systems, as well as elicitors, inoculants, things that help fixate nitrogen. Those were really the key areas that we focused on. What we did is looked at companies that were currently out there that had technology that was in the marketplace, as well as new technology that was in development. And there were 90-plus companies that we looked at from the start. We had our sixth acquisition yesterday, which makes up the current Rhodesian portfolio businesses.
Now, you just acquired QC Corporation. So can you talk a little bit about why you acquired that company and how they'll sort of integrate into the current platforms you just mentioned?
Sure. Each of the companies that we've purchased, there's actually been several reasons why we purchased them. One was the technology that we were developing and how those companies would help us bring that technology to market. QC Corp is a 45-plus-year-old family-run business out of Baltimore. They have manufacturing facilities in Cape Girardeau as well as Columbus, Ohio. They do what's called compaction, so they make special micronutrient fertilizers. A lot of their fertilizers are sold in the lawn and garden market. Scotts would be their largest customer in that marketplace. We bought them because we have some micronutrient technologies that we want to bring to market. The way that they make their products through the compaction process is going to help us bring those products to market. They, again, focus primarily on the lawn and the garden market, where we focus in the golf course market, the specialty ag markets, and the commodity crop ag markets. So we'll be able to use their manufacturing technology and know-how to also bring products into those markets here in the future.
Well, some people might be listening to this and think, well, I don't know, you know, you guys are a pretty small company and you've taken out, you know, taken a big bite out of the apple. How can you compete? But I would maybe argue your strategy is what's going to allow you to compete. So how did you know when you were building this company that this was going to give you sort of a leadership position in the ag industry going forward?
Sure. Well, the biggest thing that we look at is the technology. I've worked for a lot of different companies who had really good technology, and the one thing that I learned is if you have a technology that can be used in the marketplace that brings value to a farmer, whether that's in yield or efficiencies, you're going to be successful in those technologies. If you look at the area that we participate in, plant health and plant nutrition, nitrogen efficiency, again, really efficiencies of all of the major micronutrients and micronutrients. There's an unmet need in that marketplace. A lot of the bigger companies haven't really focused there. They focus more on the traditional pesticides and bringing those products to market. The large fertilizer companies have focused mainly on the NP and the K and how to bring those to market. So I think we're in a unique position where there were quite a few smaller companies that were focusing there. By acquiring the leaders of those smaller companies, we've put together a much larger company that can compete in that marketplace. And really, we don't have competing technologies, so it's really up to us to build that space. That's probably the biggest thing that we have to focus on a daily basis is the untreated acre, not really competing against someone else on the treated acre.
So why was it so important? You know, you invited a dozen or so ag journalists from across the country to come out here today and spend the day with both your team and as well as some of the researchers that you've been working closely with in some of these technologies and innovations that you're helping them roll out. So why did you feel it was so important that we come here rather than what's traditional where we'd go to your headquarters?
I think the biggest thing today, talking about the takeoff molecule, since takeoff was invented here at Los Alamos Labs, I think that was a perfect setting to bring across the message that Rhodesian's a technology company. We don't sell products that aren't proven. The other thing that we wanted to do is to tell each and every one of you a little bit more about Rhodesian and where we're going in the future. Again, today we spent a lot of time on our current product, the takeoff molecule, but there's a lot of other products in our portfolio that, that you and your listeners are aware of, whether it's the Avail, the Nutrisphere, the MTM, the Nutrifight Plus. Our inoculant products, Preside CL is our new inoculant that we're launching this year. Primo CL has always been our really top inoculant. This is going to be new. It actually has the takeoff material in it, which is going to bring a new product into the marketplace for farmers to use. So the big thing is just to explain to you, the media, that we are a technology-driven company. We're not making stuff in a bathtub. This is proven science. And as all of our science is proven, we want to tell that story to the market.
Now, JJ, going forward, are you still looking at acquiring other companies in areas that you think you'd like to strengthen? Or do you feel with the sixth acquisition, you're set pretty well going forward?
With this last acquisition, we're set going forward. We really have the pieces to the puzzle. It's kind of interesting. Each company that we've bought, there's been reasons why we bought those companies. We needed to buy certain companies to help have pathways. Example, taking the takeoff material into the seed market, we bought Intex for two reasons. Access to the seed treatment market and the inoculant market. We have several other products that we would like to introduce into our inoculants to get onto the seed. Nitrogen efficiency, that was the reason why we focus on the takeoff material to help the plant better assimilate and use nitrogen within the plant. The other piece of that is with the acquisition of SFP, better utilization of nitrogen and phosphorus, being able to use our polymers to help get better uptake from the plants in the field. And to protect against the leaching and the denitrification that's going on, as well as, you know, the phosphorus that's getting tied up in the soil. You know, the Avail material really helps with that. So the story actually ties itself all in together with all of the acquisitions. We didn't just blindly pick a bunch of companies and go buy them. They all fit together with our portfolio and what our strategy is for bringing that science to the market.
So what's next? I know you're going to be releasing a new product here within, I heard, the next 30 days or so. And I should ask, even if you're not ready to say exactly what it is, for the growers listening, will it be something that will be available to them for the 2015 growing season?
We have a couple of things that we're going to be coming back out to the media with when we have these launches. The Preside CL is a product that we have already announced for launch, and that is the Brady Rhizobium with the takeoff material and an extender in it as well that we'll be launching into the legume market. It'll be a big hit in soybeans and peanuts. But we do have some other announcements coming.
Well, we can't wait. We look forward to those. And thanks again for having us. And I'm sure our readers are going to be excited to see a little bit behind the scenes of how your company works.
Great. Thank you. I appreciate you being here.